Greetings, this is Pastor Stan Harvey of the Pentecostals of Sydney. Thank you for joining us on our podcast. It is our hope that this message, whether it be a Sunday service or a midweek lesson, would be a blessing and a help to you in your spiritual journey. Stay connected with us on our website, posydney.com, or on our numerous social media platforms. Now to the service.
Amen. We've got to believe that. God is great. Amen. Amen. Why don't we turn in our Bible into Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. If you would stand for in honor of the Word of God. Just one short verse, Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. And the Word of God says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." The Amplified says, "Now to him who is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly more than all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, or dreams, according to his power that works within us." Amen. I've entitled my thoughts today, "He is able." Amen. Why don't you high five your neighbor and say, "He is able." Believe it. He is able. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this day, for your presence. We pray that your presence be in our midst. Anoint my lips of clay, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Throughout the Bible, we read of people who dared to call on God to perform miracles that exceeded their human capacity to do. People like Hezekiah, who asked God to turn the sundial back 10 degrees. Joshua, who asked God to cause the sun and moon to stand still. Elijah, who asked God to consume the evening sacrifice despite no fire under it. Peter and John taking hold of the lame man at the gate beautiful who received healing. Peter, who declared death on Ananias and Sapphira for lying to the Holy Ghost. The dramatic release of Peter from prison as the saints were praying for his release. These are just a few of the exceeding abundantly prayers people prayed, and not including those that Jesus performed himself while on earth. Amen. I ask you this morning, I know it's 9:15, it's a bit early, some of us are still maybe half asleep, but did you come expecting something from God today? Amen. Did you walk in through those doors this morning thinking, "God, you're going to speak to me today. God, you're going to do a work in me today. God, I've come today to receive from you." You being here today is a God thing. It's not just something that we do on a Sunday morning. And if it is a God thing, that means God has a purpose and plan that what he wants to fulfill in this service in you. Amen. Amen. I have to believe that. Amen. For you to receive from God today, you have to believe that God has something for you in this service today. Amen. God is able. God is able. Amen. Declare it with your mouth. God is able. You and I have to believe that if we're going to walk in victory in our spiritual life, God is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. I am more than a conqueror through him that loved me. You and I have to believe that when we pray, that God not only hears, but that he answers us. You and I have to believe that God is a healer. When the doctor says no, God says, "Whose report will you believe today? Will you believe the report of what the enemy is saying? But will you believe the report of God's word?" God is a deliverer, and God brings freedom to the bound. Hallelujah. God is able. Jeremiah 32, 27, it says this. I love this verse. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me? Nothing is too hard for the God that you and I serve. Amen. He is able. The God that you and I serve is omnipotent. That means He has all power. The God that you and I serve is omnipresent. That means He is everywhere present in the past, present, and future. Amen. The God that you and I serve is omniscient. That means He knows everything. Nothing takes God by surprise. There is nothing that falls in the too hard basket for our God. There is no other God like our God. Amen. Humans have created gods from the beginning of time. Gods like Baal and Moloch and Diana, and even the more well-known gods of our lifetime, Buddha, Muhammad, Hare Krishna. Humans were created to worship. That's why all these false gods are made, is because they want something to worship. But this morning, the God that we worship is the only God that is alive. He is the only God that exists in the heavens. Hallelujah. None of those gods are real. They have no power. They do not hear. They do not see. They do not conquer compared to the living, faithful God that you and I serve. Amen. Our God has all power. Our God hears. Our God sees. That is something to rejoice about. I don't serve a God that has rules and regulations, that there is no relationship between you and me and Him. But our God is real, and He desires a relationship with you. He desires to fulfill His promise through you. Hallelujah! You and I must have faith. Hebrews 11 and 6 in the Amplified says, but without faith, it is impossible to walk with God and please Him, for whoever comes near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that He rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek Him. Amen. We must have faith in God, in His Word, in that He will perform His promises because He is able. Hallelujah. How do we get faith? The Bible says faith comes from hearing and obeying the Word of God. That is pleasing God. That is walking with God. God is able to do exceeding abundantly. What does that mean? When you exceed something, you surpass or outdo. Abundantly means to lavishly or plentifully. So we've already established that God is able. And with that ability, whatever He does in the lives of humanity surpasses or outdoes. And He does it in a lavishing or a plentiful way because His love is great for you and I. His love is unconditional. He will never withhold from you. Hallelujah. The next part of that verse says, above all that we ask or think. When I read this, it reminds me of children and how wild and vivid their imaginations can be at times. Think about this. The limitation on a child's mind only occurs when an adult corrects their thinking. Their imagination has not been influenced by the reality of life yet. If a child trusts you, you can tell them anything and they will believe you. And beyond that, they believe that their parents or significant others in their life can do anything. I had a conversation the other day with my four-year-old granddaughter, Reagan, and the subject of knowing everything came up. And I said to her, well, Oma, which they call me, doesn't know everything. And she said, well, my daddy knows everything. And I said, well, actually, he doesn't. He knows a lot, but he doesn't know everything. And she was adamant. I said, well, okay, you believe that. That's okay. But that is the power of a childlike faith. Amen. For the parents we have here today, I believe all, if not most of us, can recall a time when our child asked for something that we know as a reality it probably wasn't possible. And again, referring to Reagan, she loves to watch a program called Blippi. I don't know if any of your parents have ever seen that. But it's a kids show where this young man has adventures in these kids, wonderful kids' places like zoos and play places, and they're all in the States. And regularly, Reagan will say to me, Omar, can you take me to that place? And I'm like, sure, I'll take you. That's faith speaking. One day I want to take her to one of those places. But my response to her satisfies her because she has childlike faith in who loves her. And that is the same with God. The Lord said that unless we have faith like a child, right? That's exceeding abundantly. That's asking beyond what we can think or imagine. It's believing that my God can do anything. My God knows everything. That all I have to do is believe. All I have to have is faith and that God will hear me and answer me. Hallelujah. When we trust God and believe His word, we will believe that above all that we ask or think is possible. Just as a child, we believe that our Father is able and has no limits and His power to do and give out of His love for us. God doesn't have limits like humans have. Lack of money limits us. Lack of strength limits us. Lack of knowledge limits us. Just being human is limiting. But the God we serve is limitless. He's limitless. It's another scripture that says, when we are faithless, He is faithful. Amen. He is full of faithfulness to us. Hallelujah. He said in His word, seek first my kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. Ask and you shall receive. But I have to dare to knock. I have to dare to ask. I have to dare to seek, believing that the God that I serve has the power. Amen. Hallelujah. According to His will, He will. That is the type of faith I need to come to God with. Come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace in the time of need. Children, just ask. I'm sure children believe that money grows on trees. They don't understand the concept of not having enough money until we teach them that. But understanding that God is limitless and He owns it all anyway. It's nothing that is too difficult for Him. He bore stripes on His back for our healing. He came to set the captives free. The onus is on us. It says here in James 4:2, you have not. Why? Because you ask not. It's that simple. You have not because you ask not. John 5:14 says, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Hallelujah. That if we confess our sin, He will forgive us. If we draw close to Him, He will draw close to us. If we lay hands on the sick, that they will recover. If we rebuke the devil and submit to God, He will flee from us. If we forgive others, God will forgive us. And if we endure to the end, we will be saved. So today, what is it that you need to ask God to do in you and through you? He is able to do exceeding abundantly above. He has no limits. What is the greatest need, or the greatest need of your life, or the greatest need in a loved one's life that you need God to respond to this morning? The rest of that verse says, according to the power that works in you. What is that power? The root word of that power word is dunamis. It means inherent power residing in a thing by virtue of its nature, or which a person or thing exerts and puts forth. The Bible says that that's what the power of the Holy Ghost is in our lives. It's like dynamite within us. That is the Spirit of God within us. Amen. It is the same word used in the Gospels and the book of Acts, where it speaks of when Jesus performed miracles and when the apostles have performed miracles and the manifestation of God's power through his people. If you have the Holy Ghost this morning, then you have that power within you. You have a dynamite within you. And I pray this morning that you will put a fire under that dynamite, that you will release the power of God. Hallelujah! It is that power that Acts 1 and 8 says, and you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And if you have the Holy Ghost, that power is working in you. It's not a one-time thing, but it is a continual process of God's power working in us and through us to fulfill his purpose in our lives. Never underestimate the power of God in your life. Understand that when you pray for the sick, when you share the truth of God's word with others, when you resist temptation, when you walk in the Spirit, you do that through the power of God. If we were to rely on ourselves and on our own strength, we will fail every time. Amen. Our focus and reliance must be on the power of God. I can do nothing of myself. The purpose of praying is to ask God to do what we cannot do in our own strength or ability. If I can do it for myself, then why do I need to pray? Why do I need to ask God for it? So my question to you today is, do you recognize the power of God that's working through you? Are you allowing the power of God to work through you? No temptation and trial is wasted when our reliance is on God and his word. Philippians 2:13 says, for it is God which works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God has a purpose for working in you. If you are breathing, then God has a purpose for you. There is a lost and dying world beyond these doors that needs the Jesus that you serve. His will is for you and I to walk in victory. And from the outflow of that, to reach others. We have people all around us that are unsaved, that don't know the Lord. You have the power of God in you to reach them, to share it with them. Hallelujah. What is the purpose of God exceeding abundantly working through us? Verse 21 explains it, says, to bring glory to God, that my life will bring glory to God, that the miracles that he does in me and through me bring him glory. God often allows impossible situations in our lives to manifest his power and glory. Many times in the Bible, God performed miracles for the purpose of revealing his greatness, his might, and to bring glory to his name, to the believer and to the unbeliever. Amen. Hallelujah. The plagues in Egypt were to demonstrate that to Pharaoh and the Egyptian people that the God of the Hebrews was powerful. the deliverance of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fiery furnace was to demonstrate to Nebuchadnezzar and the people of Babylon that there was no God like the God of these three men. They told the king, we know God is able. And if it's his will, he's going to deliver us from you and your hand. They trusted, despite being thrown into a fiery furnace. They said, our God is able. He is able. Amen. Hallelujah. And God was glorified. Hallelujah. He has the power of deliverance. We see of Daniel that the deliverance of the Daniel from the lion's den, it demonstrated to King Darius and his entire empire that there was no God like the God of Daniel. Darius had asked his astrologers and his soothsayers and his magicians, tell me my dream and then interpret for me. And they were like, you got to be kidding. Tell us your dream and we'll interpret it. He said, no, tell me the dream and interpret it. And when it came to Daniel, he said, there is a God. So he went and he prayed and he fasted and God revealed it to him. And this King Daniel, Darius, he said to him, Daniel, can you tell me the interpretation of the dream or the dream and the interpretation? He said, I can't. Four words. But there is a God. 5 words. But there is a God. But there is a God. But there is a God. And the whole kingdom turned to the God of Daniel. Whatever it is before you that is humanly impossible, there is a God. A sickness that can't be cured by doctors, there is a God. More bills and finances, there is a God. Addictions that have you bound, there is a God. Guilt and shame weighing you down, there is a God. If we repent of our sins and baptize in Jesus' name, there is a God that will free, forgive us and make us a new creature in Christ. God is still allows impossible situations in our lives to manifest his power and his glory through us. And to remind us that we are not enough on our own, that we cannot survive without him. Our dependence needs to be on God and not on ourselves. The power within us is the power of the Holy Ghost. We cannot make it in our own strength. We need the power of God living inside of us. It is that power that helps us to overcome temptation. It is that power that helps us to be witnesses for Christ. It is that power that working in us that brings change into our lives. It is that power that will change our bodies from this mortal to immortality when Jesus comes again. If you don't have the Holy Ghost this morning, it is a gift that God has promised you. You can have the Holy Ghost in you. It is the Spirit of God that comes and lives inside of you. We must have the Holy Ghost. Amen. I don't know how else to say it, but we are not leaving this earth unless we have the Spirit of God living inside of us. So if you don't have the Holy Ghost this morning is when you can have that Holy Ghost inside of you. Hallelujah. Our Bishop Slack would always say, do you have the Holy Ghost or does the Holy Ghost have you? I need to allow the power of God within me to be active. We have the Holy Ghost for a reason. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and joy in the Holy Ghost. You have that dunamis power within you. Release the power of God out of your life and to those around you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Last night, I don't know if you guys got the storm that most of Sydney did, but the drains on one of the side of my homes I don't know, it's not working, and the water kept rising, and it got to, and I checked this morning after see how far it got, and there's like chips, wood chips, and they'd reached the level of the siding door before the rain stopped and dissipated. And I thought of that. I said, God, it kept rising. The water kept rising. It had nowhere to go. It just wanted an out. That's the Holy Ghost within you and I. It needs an out. I cannot just keep it to myself, but it's got to touch everything around me and everyone around me, that they will know that there is a God. There is a God. There is a God. They know it through what I say, through my behavior, through the smile on my face, through the joy in my heart. Hallelujah. Where is the Holy Ghost within you this morning? Let it out. Let it out. Believe for exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask or think, because He is a God that is able. Hallelujah. Unto Him, our God, the God of all gods, He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all. Above all. According to my power that works, His power that works within me. Hallelujah. I want us to stand this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe faith has arisen. I can feel it. God's power is here. What is it within your life that is impossible? That God, it's like, I don't even want to go there because it's too far out. Be like the little child. I'm going to ask anyway. I'm going to believe anyway that God, you are able. He is able. There is nothing that is impossible to the God that you serve. Amen. And my challenge to you this morning, to live it. Live like the power of God. Live like God can do anything within you, through you, to those that are around you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is able. God is able. In the day that we're living in, where there's so much hopelessness, we have hope. Hope. God is able. God is able. God is able. Why don't you say that out of your mouth? Declare it this morning. God is able. God is able. For that serious situation in my life, God is able. For the healing that I need, God is able. For the freedom that I need from that addiction, God is able. From the fear that cripples me, God is able. For the strongholds that have kept me bound, God is able. 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 Let that penetrate into your mind and your heart. God is able. God is able. Oh, Jesus. God, His Spirit is moving right now. Allow Him to minister to you. Hallelujah. That impossible thing. talked about impossible situations, something immediately came to your mind. That is the thing that God wants you to declare with your mouth, to ask God, this seems impossible, but with you it's possible. Salvation for my unsaved loved one, healing in my body, direction for my life, freedom from the strongholds that have kept me bound. Hallelujah. Oh God, I open this altar as a declaration of your faith. Step out of your seat. Say, God, according to the power in me, this is what's impossible in my life, but I'm bringing it to you. I declare it. I believe for you that you are able. You are able. You are able. You are able. God is able. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.